A CEO says if you're interviewing for her company, you better be ready for this to happen. Like, when she's interviewing people, this is something that you better do, or it's going to be like, oh, I guess they really don't want this job, or they wouldn't be a good fit here for our company. The CEO says that she will text you if you're in the interview process. Multiple people are interviewing you, but she will text you on a Sunday at either 11 a.m. or 9 p.m. at night. And if you don't respond within 3 hours, that's a bad sign.
Okay.
What do you guys think about that?
Horrible. That is so ridiculous. What is up with people in the United States not like... No one recognizes how important that quality time you spend with your family is anymore. It's just you work 24/7. They don't even want you to take vacation day. God, that's relatable for us. I mean, it is just insane. No other country is like that, especially if you look at France. I mean, it is very important that those people get in their workplaces, get long lunches, and that they do spend time with their families and take quality like holidays and all of those types of things.
Yeah, but this is USA. Woo!
It's just sad. Yeah. It's just really sad to me.
I just couldn't imagine a boss like that. But the one thing that I did kind of see from the story was she's saying, like, look, if you respond to me within 3 hours, it goes to show that you're like reliable. You'll be there when we need you. She's like, when we hire you, I'm not going to be texting you all the time, which she probably will be texting you all the time. But she says, if you actually respond to it, it shows that you're going to be attentive, like you're a team member, and you'll get back to people. Because I'll admit, I've worked with people, even now in our current job, and in the past too, it is so frustrating. You ever have that where you cannot get somebody to return an email? Even if the answer is no, just let me know what's going on here. And that is frustrating when people never get back to you. So I guess I see her point. She wants to build a team of people on there that are going to actually respond to you and
but
give
I mean,
you answers.
Within 3 hours at all hours of the night, like I put my phone on Do Not Disturb at night. I put it on the moon. So I don't get texts or calls.
You do?
Yeah.
Like right when you go to sleep?
Every single night. Because I don't want like dinging and notifications and stuff. I cannot stand that.
Do you have us as like an emergency contact though? Like if I call you, it'll ring? You should.
I have a few people in my favorites or whatever, like my parents that can get through. But when I'm sleeping at night, I have it off.
Wait, but is producer MYK on that list? The get through list?
Let's see. Let's see if I have anyone from the show on here on my favorites.
No.
I feel like
yeah, I have you, Buster, and MYK on there.
Oh, okay. Look at Hunter and Elliot King out in the cold.
Nope.
Nobody likes them.
They shouldn't be contacting me at 4 a.m.
Do you think MYK?
<You're> awake.
hey, what are you doing? Send nudes. Do you have a problem with that though, MYK? Like, if like you were hiring for this job or anywhere else, would you understand if they wanted you to respond within 3 hours on a Sunday, either at 9 a.m. when they send it? I'm sorry, at 11 a.m. when they send it, or at like 9 p.m.
I mean, if it's just a test to see if you'll respond, I mean, 3 hours isn't too bad. It's not like she's calling it like, or is she texting at 1 a.m.? She said it's 11 at 9,
they
right?
Text. Yeah, they do it at 11 a.m., which you figure people are probably Sunday, they're probably going to church or they're doing something. Then 9 o'clock at night, you're probably winding down for better sleep. God forbid you fell asleep at like 8:50.
Yeah.
Does that cost you the job?
It's a good way to test people. I mean, everyone has the phone in their hand 24/7, and all of a sudden when their boss or somebody's looking for them, like, oh, I didn't have my phone on me. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's the worst thing. I got an iPhone now, and I didn't have it before. I used to have, like, an Android, but I guess you can see, like, when a message is delivered, so it's like, oh,
well, that's why I don't have my read receipts on. You're a special type of person if you have read receipts on.
Very special.
like you can tell a lot about a person if they have their read receipts on.
I'm surprised you're not. Like, I feel like when you're dating a guy, you would have read receipts on.
I make them put their read receipts on, but I keep mine undelivered. Hey. Who wears the pants?
Oh my gosh, that's messed up.